Denise Turner-Roth is the acting administrator of the General Services Administration, now nominated by President Obama to become the permanent GSA administrator. Denise, congratulations on your nomination. Thank you for joining me today. I want to talk about your priorities in just a moment, but let's start with the setting of the priorities first. You have a defined period of time that you'll be in office if you're confirmed, and I'm interested to know how you decided which priorities of all of the things that GSA can do that you'd like to pursue. Thank you for joining me today.
Francis, thank you for having me. I'm glad to be with you. And I appreciate the question. Something that I think is very important is for GSA to focus on its mission. And that is, of course, in the areas of delivering great value in building asset management, acquisition, and technology. And so the areas of focus that I have for the between now and the end of the administration is really building on the strengths of what GSA is working through currently. So that really focuses in three areas for me. One is in terms of agency reform. There have been a number of steps that we've taken to improve the reporting structure in the organization, to consolidate functions, and overall achieve efficiencies and savings. I think that's very important for the strength of the organization. It's areas that we have been working on, and the next step is really ensuring that those changes is a solidified part of how we operate. And then the next step, I think, in what I like to call proactive partnership. GSA has quite a bit of data, info, knowledge about agency partners that we work with. And the key aspect for us to bring to the table is to help them improve their operations, their cost savings, by looking at improvements that may or may not have been considered. So that's what you see with consolidated leases, as well as some of the technology solutions we're bringing forward. And I really want us to take what we know and bring forward those solutions to agencies before they even think about it. So it's things that we're doing, but I think that we can look across the landscape proactively, come forward with those solutions and opportunities, and help agency think about how they're planning and delivering on their mission and their services. And the third is economic catalysts. GSA has certainly had strong impact on agencies or communities across the country. If you think in this area alone, on NOMA and Southwest Waterfront, we have brought in major customers through agency clients, as well as through lease activities that we do in areas as well. I think that's possible across the nation. I want us to see us be proactive about that planning, working with locals and states, as well as other federal agencies through other federal agency programs to prioritize where we're placing agencies, how we're helping communities think about economic development, and being proactive in that growth.
It sounds like you're trying to strike a balance between the kind of the sexy new things that GSA does, like 18F, that have drawn a lot of attention in the last year, year and a half, 2 years, and kind of the ongoing business lines, the things that GSA has been involved with for a long period of time. Am I on the right track there?
You are. For any new thing that we do, if we haven't created a sustainable setting for it to thrive and to actually be a regular part of the operations of the organization, then it doesn't have the, it doesn't really meet its true success potential. So our real need is to understand what is it that we're delivering on, how is it actually supporting other agencies, is it being effective, and then creating a sustainable approach to that that the agency can manage to going forward.
How do you want to put a signature on what you're doing or what the agency's doing so that there's a differentiation between what's happened in the last couple of years? Dan's leadership, by all accounts, received rave reviews. It makes your job hard because you've got a tough act to follow, but you're also a different person with a different way of doing things and a different way of administering the agency.
Yeah, I think that the success, what I would like to look back on, is that I've set the agency up to move forward into the future, building on the things that it's doing currently. That's what I will be able to see. And over the next few months, working with agency leadership, we will talk about some of those specific activities. Some of them are already in place. Some of them is just changing the way or expanding on the ways we already act and behave. But the real strength and the real success is that regardless of who is at the front office, the good policies and the good public policy approaches continue forward with this agency.
So let's talk about each of those priorities in turn, Denise. The first one is agency reform. And I think any number of congressional hearings and news stories and interviews that Dan did, including a conversation I had with him right before he left, covered where the agencies come from. What work in agency reform still needs to be done?
The key part at this stage is ensuring that the agency reform activity is actually a sustainable part of the organization. And by that, I mean whether it's new policy that's in place, if it's the management reporting structure, that we're actually have solidified its place through process, through policy, through management training. I think that Dan has set the agency on a very strong course, and our job is to ensure that when we step away in at the end of the administration, that those activities are a regular operating part of the organization.
So let's take the conference situation, for example, and think forward. Do you anticipate that there's a balance in the future to maybe loosen the reins a little bit on the folks in the agency to allow them to participate more in external activities? And or is that going to be a sensitive topic for a while? And I don't mean to just dwell on that. If you'd like, you can address it as a metaphor for all of the reforms that have been instituted over the last several years.
Sure. And as I came into the role as deputy administrator, focused on the operations and served as chief operating officer for the organization, what I looked at is the policies that we had in place and the processes for, in this case, establishing when we were attending conferences, and we actually put in place conference planning that each agency, each business line and agency reports to. We provide regular reporting up the chain so that there's visibility up and down the organization of who's attending what, ensuring that it's tied to mission-related activity. It's not that we don't want conference attendance, but we certainly want to ensure that that activity can relate directly back to the missions of the organization, and that we feel confident that when we report out what we're doing, that we can make that correlation, and that goes throughout. We've done a number of consolidating in terms of our operational activity from IT to CFO. Just as examples, we want to be able to see that we truly are making the staffing realignments, that we are finding the cost savings we thought we would from these efficiencies, and we're able to demonstrate that. So that's really what I've been focused on as COO of the organization. That's what I still find it to be a tremendous priority as coming in as the nominee.
Denise Roth is the nominee to become the next GSA administrator, serving currently as the acting administrator of the agency. The second priority you listed, Denise, is proactive partnerships. And I've observed the kinds of partnerships that you're interested in pursuing that include outside stakeholders, like the FBI building transaction that's in the works, and then also the partnerships within government, say, like an 18F working with other agencies inside government. Mm-hmm. Is there one or the other of those that you expect may present more challenges, difficulties, opportunities than the other? Or are you pursuing those on different tracks or the same tracks, that kind of thing?
Those examples you pointed to, but all of that activity has its own track, certainly, but it has the same umbrella. I think that what our focus needs to be is, what is it that agencies are trying to accomplish? How is it that they can do it more efficiently, either by building on leveraging each other, i.e., the co-location activities, they're using similar space, or can they find ways of just doing what they do in a more efficient way? Currently, oftentimes, agencies come to us and say, I have this problem, help me find a solution. I think that what we're moving towards and what's available with, and this is what I mean when I say proactive partnership, let's look into the landscape and say, where do we see agencies 5 years from now? And what is it that GSA can do in its mission to help those agencies strengthen their work? Agencies have other missions that they are serving on. Our mission is from an operations side, and that's really where I want us to be forward leaning and come to agencies with those ideas and concepts.
It sounds like the term that I can think of that fits the best is idea broker, that you'd like to position GSA more prominently as an idea broker. Is that a fair guess on my part?
I think it's a fair way of stating at least some of the work. Certainly, we want to be, whether it's being in, using innovative technology, whether it's being the test bed, and if it's stepping out to be the lead to pursue new ideas or to help agencies with ideas that they may not have the capacity to see through. I think all of those things are is absolutely within the framework of where we're thinking.
The third item on your priority list is the agency acting as an economic catalyst, and I don't expect you to address a particular hypothetical in this situation, Denise, but are there opportunities for the agency to act, as you've mentioned earlier in our conversation, the agency's acted in NOMA and other parts of D.C., in other parts of the country where either GSA itself has a presence or the broader federal government has a significant presence?
Absolutely. Remember, my background is with city management. So something that I've am keenly aware of is how communities are trying to think about what resources they have, what resources their business, private sector partners may have that they can leverage and bring together to be able to strengthen those communities, whether it's to create live-work play settings or if it's just to bring jobs and economic development into an area. I think that in what you've seen with GSA, for example, but with other federal agencies, is that we do play a part in that. And what I'd like to see is consistently across our national portfolio that we are proactively looking for those opportunities to leverage from local and state activity and private sector activity to strengthen areas.
You've mentioned a couple of times, you've referred to your role as deputy administrator as the COO role. And as you transition to the CEO role, a personal question. What will that transition mean for you, do you think, for your management style and your leadership style? And how will you do that job differently if you're confirmed as the administrator than you're doing your job as deputy and acting admin now?
Sure. Well, and I've had to make similar transitions in the past. I think the key is for me to understand where I need to step away and allow for my team to do their roles that may have been activity that I was a part of in the past, in that I'm looking broader across the landscape of the organization to see what are the needs and where do I fit in. I think and I believe very succinct, I believe very sincerely that when people are at any table, they need to think about what role are they playing and what is it that they bring to the table. And I think of organization management in the same way. So as the CEO in this case, I do need to look across the organization. What is it that we're doing? What's working well? What's not working as well or something that we need to spend time and focus on? And where is it that we're going? And constantly set that path for the organization. So that's where my mind is transitioning to, as well as making sure I have a strong team to pick up the other parts and roles of activity.
Well, Denise, I congratulate you on your nomination, and I wish you a smooth nomination process, and I'm grateful for your time to talk about what's ahead for you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Francis. I truly appreciate the time.